Title: The Structure of Dismissals. Supreme Court's Jevic decision lays out ground rules for parties seeking to resolve bankruptcies through the increasingly popular method of structured dismissals. Content: On March 22, 2017, the Supreme Court in Zasuski v. Jevic Holding Corp., 580 U.S. 2017, held that a bankruptcy court does not have the power to approve a structured dismissal of a bankruptcy case that violates the Bankruptcy Code's priority scheme unless the affected parties consent. The Federal Bankruptcy Code is nearly 40 years old, and as one might expect, bankruptcy practice has evolved in a myriad of ways since its enactment. One such Darwinian creation is the development and increasing use of the so-called structured dismissal as the means to resolve a Chapter 11 bankruptcy case. The Bankruptcy Code contemplates in Sections 305 and 1112 that a Chapter 11 bankruptcy case may be resolved by dismissal, but provides in Section 349 that the effect of such a dismissal will be to restore the parties to the status quo ante as if the bankruptcy was never filed, that is, unless the bankruptcy court for cause orders otherwise. A structured dismissal seizes on the for cause orders otherwise language in Section 349, and typically seeks the bankruptcy court to authorize certain distributions of estate funds, to approve a related settlement or sale, and or to approve certain releases of major parties in the case. A key feature of structured dismissals is also that the bankruptcy court's orders entered during the case will remain in effect despite the dismissal. Since dismissals, including structured dismissals, are sought by motion, they are much quicker and cheaper to do than a Chapter 11 plan. In addition, they allow the main parties in the case to control the resolution of the case in a way that conversion to a Chapter 7 does not, given that conversion to a Chapter 7 involves appointment of a new Chapter 7 trustee to represent the estate, as well as an associated additional layer of administrative expense. The structured dismissal is also typically faster than the general timeline for resolution of a Chapter 7 case. For all of these reasons, structured dismissals have been increasingly used as vehicles to resolve a case, in particular in situations where the expense of a Chapter 11 plan process does not appear warranted, e.g., cases with limited funds that are insufficient to pay administrative or priority creditors, cases where the debtor's assets have been sold and all that remains is to distribute the limited proceeds, or cases where a settlement obviates the debtor's need to obtain a discharge through a plan. Many structured dismissals simply seek authorization to distribute funds to creditors according to the priorities set forth in the Bankruptcy Code. In other words, they do not seek to violate the so-called absolute priority rule of Section 1129(b) of the Code. However, Jevic presented a different situation. The structured dismissal approved by the bankruptcy court in Jevic involved a settlement between the debtor's secured creditors and the official committee of unsecured creditors, after the committee had alleged certain fraudulent conveyance actions on behalf of the estate arising out of a leveraged buyout of the debtor that subsequently turned sour. Importantly, the settlement and the structured dismissal in Jevic provided for a violation of the absolute priority rule. In particular, certain proceeds of the settlement payment made to the estate would be paid to general unsecured creditors even though priority wage creditors would receive nothing. It is plain that this result would be impossible in a Chapter 11 plan setting under the cram-down procedures of Section 1129(b), which provide that the absolute priority rule must be obeyed with respect to any class of creditors that rejects the plan, though it may be violated with respect to classes of creditors that accept the plan. It is also plain that such class skipping could not occur in a Chapter 7 liquidation, where strict adherence to the absolute priority rule is mandated at all times. The Supreme Court in Jevic reasoned that in light of the emphasis on adhering to the priority scheme in the Chapter 11 plan context and the Chapter 7 liquidation context, the Bankruptcy Code would need to specifically authorize violations of the priority scheme in the context of dismissals in order for them to pass muster. Judge Breyer for the majority.